WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of modern stoicism, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. Yeah, I know, it sounds like something straight out of a self-help book, but trust me on this one. This isn't about letting people off the hook or condoning their actions. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of resentment and anger, so you can actually move forward and live a happier, more fulfilling life. Ever felt that knot in your stomach? That simmering rage when someone wrongs you? You know, that feeling that just refuses to go away even after years have passed. Yeah, I've been there. Holding on to those feelings is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes every step a struggle, and ultimately prevents you from enjoying the journey. So how do we ditch this toxic baggage? It starts with understanding that forgiveness isn't about them, it's about us. It's recognizing that our anger and bitterness are actually hurting us more than anyone else. It takes courage, but once we release those feelings, we unlock a whole new level of freedom and peace. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let someone else control your happiness, would you? Holding on to resentment gives them that power. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your forgiveness journey. 1. Start with self-compassion. Before you can forgive someone else, you need to forgive yourself. We all make mistakes, and it's okay to acknowledge those imperfections. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a friend going through a tough time. 2. Understand their perspective. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but trying to see things from their point of view can help you gain empathy and understanding. Maybe they were hurting, maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. Whatever the reason, seeing the bigger picture can make it easier to let go. 3. Focus on the benefits. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened. It's about choosing to move forward with less pain and resentment. Imagine how much lighter you'll feel, how much energy you'll have to invest in things that truly matter. 4. Practice gratitude. Sounds a bit strange, right? But focusing on the good things in your life can actually help shift your perspective. When we're grateful for what we have, it's easier to let go of anger and bitterness towards the past. 5. Take small steps. Forgiveness isn't a switch you flip overnight. It's a process that takes time and effort. Start with small acts of forgiveness, maybe letting go of a minor annoyance or acknowledging someone's good intentions, and gradually work your way up to bigger issues. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah, who always seems super confident and collected. You admire her for that, right? But then, out of the blue, she cancels plans last minute, leaving you feeling frustrated and let down. Maybe you've been holding on to this resentment ever since, thinking, how could she do that to me? Now picture yourself approaching Sarah with a message like, "Hey, I know you were super busy, and I appreciate you letting me know. Even though it was disappointing, I understand things come up. See the difference?" By choosing forgiveness, not only are you freeing yourself from anger, but you're also strengthening your bond with Sarah. You're showing her that you trust her, that you value your friendship, and that you're willing to move forward together. That kind of understanding goes a long way. Remember, folks, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning someone else's actions. It means choosing to let go of the negativity, to rise above the hurt, and to step into a life filled with more peace, joy, and connection. So take that first step, that brave leap towards forgiveness, and watch how your world transforms for the better. Don't forget, share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Leave a review if you feel inspired, and join our conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts. Until next time, keep those stoic spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.